This podcast is brought to you by Florence Filters, leading company in air filters that care about your air and have been since 1971.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast is to help the consumer be more knowledgeable.
Hi, my name's Helena. I'm an intern for Stella Oak. This week, we're bringing you a special themed episode. The theme is Maven's Advice for the Younger Selves. What we can learn from our maven's regrets and mistakes. I will be giving you an array of advice from mavens across industries, from personal and professional advice to help our futures. Our first bit of advice comes from Lon Kroger, the head coach of the University of Oklahoma basketball program and founder and chairman of the Coaches vs. Cancer Golf Classic. He played college ball at Kansas State, where he won Player of the Year twice and later went on to coach Kansas State, his alma mater. He was the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks as well as the New York Knicks. He has led 5 different teams to the NCAA tournament, a feat that only one other coach can claim. He was a coach of the year 4 times. He definitely has had a successful career and learned lots along the way. So let's hear from Lon. What was your biggest regret or mistake?
Oh, I've made a lot of mistakes. that's difficult to pick one out. But I think when you're in a position of being a coach or being a president of an organization or even the father in a family, you're going to make mistakes. I think how you respond to those and how you communicate through those and how you rebound from disappointments is as important as anything else, especially as a leader, how others observe your response to tough times or response to losses or to disappointment is extremely important. But I think we try to spend a lot of time with people that we care about, time with people that we love. And even though we do that, I think always you look back, my parents have both passed, and you look back and say, well, maybe I could have spent time differently or better or more effectively. Anytime you lose a loved one, you have that, second guess about what could I have done differently or could I have done more of. And usually the more of comes back to the category of time. Time to me is the most critical quality in determining where your sincere interests lie. You can't shortcut time with people that you care most about and expect to have the relationship that you want to have. So I think always spending more time, whether it be with a parent or a son or a daughter or a player or anyone, I think it always comes back to time.
If you liked what Lon had to say and wanted to hear more, refer to episode 9 to hear a full-length interview of his phenomenal career. Our next piece of advice comes from Eli Karen. He's been a successful commercial real estate agent in the LA area for almost 12 years. Currently, he works with Telus Properties and Douglas Elliman Real Estate Company. He's a UCLA grad, and he got a master's from UT Austin. Let's hear from Eli Karen, his biggest regret.
Yeah, I'll try to think of something off the top of my head. It's off the top of my head right now because of a current situation. But back in my earlier days, I would get very excited when I would put a transaction together. And so let's say I represent a buyer and they're first-time home buyers. They make an offer on a property. It's 2 or 3 offers on the house, so it's fairly competitive. And the other agent calls and says, hey, congratulations, I'm going to sign it. I got it. I'm so happy for you. Well, back in my earlier days, I would hang up the phone, call my client, hey, congratulations, you guys got the house. So exciting. Here are the next steps. I can't be happier for you, et cetera. But I don't have anything in writing. And real estate is all about written agreements. So until I get something in writing, I never call my clients to tell them one way or another. Even if the agent calls and says, hey, I have it in my inbox, congratulations, like it's good to go. I always say that's fantastic. Send it to me so I can give them the good news. Because if you make that phone call and tell your client, hey, congratulations, you just got this house, and they've they start mentally moving into the home, and then all of a sudden that agent calls you back and says, hey, I have really bad news. Somebody just swooped in and paid $50,000 more, and my sellers are going to go with that buyer. That's a really tough phone call to make, to go back to somebody with your tail between your legs and basically apologize that you didn't get this house. So that's a lesson I learned early, and a mistake I will not replicate.
If you like what Eli had to say, please turn into episode 1 to hear more in his full-length interview with Brandon. This was a Stella Oak Mavens podcast. We inspire you, the listener, to take control of your life. Please follow us on Instagram @Stella Oak Mavens. Thank you.